North Carolina's public schools are gearing up for emergency child care, serving meals to thousands of students, and taping lessons for remote learning. WFAE's Ann Doss Helms reports on day three of statewide school closings caused by the coronavirus.
Spoiler alert, we still don't have answers to a lot of big questions about school closings, and state officials acknowledged at an emergency Board of Education meeting this morning that there's a lot of variation from one county to another, as public officials, educators, and community partners figure out how to do school without the personal contact that can spread infection. But Deputy Superintendent David Stegall reported on some rapid strides toward meeting the most urgent needs. For instance, making sure kids who depend on school lunches don't go hungry. Stegall said 95 of the state's 115 school districts have launched emergency feeding programs for students, as well as 24 of almost 200 charter schools, and 35 community agencies that are working with public schools. Many districts are making extra efforts to make sure the meals reach the students in direst need.
Many of the districts are having their teachers call individual students to find out what their food needs are. Many are doing food deliveries through their school buses and community volunteers out to community hubs, nutrition hubs is what they're calling it.
Stegall also says public schools are gearing up to create emergency child care centers for parents who can't stay home. His working group surveyed 4,500 private centers across the state. Only about one-third of them confirmed remaining open.
We're trying to develop what it would look like within each district if we were needed to open up child care facilities on short notice to help with the overflow for the frontline workers.
But his group also spoke with nine large child care chains that said they still have space available. So that requires a delicate balance.
What we don't want to do is create free child care facilities in our schools for parents and cause the close down of private pay who are dependent on that revenue.
Stegall says the state is scrambling to make sure all teachers have the technology, training, and resources to work from home and teach their kids remotely.
Actual teachers in North Carolina, including our last two cohorts of Teachers of the Year, are actually videoing lessons of them teaching, and we're going to work to provide that programming through UNCTV.
Board Chair Eric Davis of Charlotte said the two-week minimum closing ordered by the governor on Saturday means schools should be quickly shifting their staff to working from home or the safest possible assignments.
All staff remain in work status and are eligible to be paid.
But Davis says that an immediate switch isn't practical everywhere.
Given the sudden closure decision, we recognize that districts' level of preparedness and ability to implement remote work varies across our state.
Big questions remain unanswered. Do these 10 days of closing count toward required class time? Can schools carry out a full curriculum through distance learning? Will the state need to waive policies on senior graduation requirements, testing, and time in class? South Carolina, for instance, has requested a waiver from federally mandated testing this spring. The two-week closing is designed to provide time to figure out answers if a longer closing is required, a prospect that looks ever more likely as COVID-19 cases keep growing. The board granted Davis and Vice Chair Alan Duncan emergency power to make policy changes without going through normal channels. For WFAE News, I'm Ann Doss Helms.